Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah that Misha Yesh Lei Ach Mikol Makayim, a person who has any sort of brother, we'll see in the Gemara that any sort of brother means that he has a brother and the brother is a mamzer. So Reuven dies without any children, and his wife now falls to Shimon, and Shimon happens to be a mamzer. So the halacha is zoyki against eshes achiv liyiba. So since, even though he's a mamzer, lemaisa, he's Reuven's brother, and because he's Reuven's brother, so therefore, Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, to Shimon, the mamzer. Even though you would have a havamina that it's a mamzer, it's not really like his brother. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the havamina is. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, that they are considered brothers, and Mamela, Mrs. Reuven is not able to marry anyone else until she does chalitza with Shimon. V'achiv hu l'chol davar. And says the Mishnah that this brother Shimon, even though he's a mamzer, he's considered Reuven's brother with regards to all sorts of halachos, l'chol davar. And we'll see in the Gemara what that's referring to. Although one who has any sort of brother, that brother is able to be zaykik his wife to Yibam, even though any sort of brother makes his wife fall to Yibam, there is a type of brother that Mrs. Reuven will not fall to, and that is if Shimon's his brother because he was born from a shifcha, from a goya, or from a shifcha kananis, umina ayvedes kechavim, or any other sort of goya. If Reuven's father, who's also Shimon's father, if Shimon was born through a relationship with a goya, so then Shimon is not considered Reuven's brother because he was born from a goya. So therefore, we go after the mother, and Mamela Shimon is not considered Reuven's brother. So even though Reuven, who has any sort of brother, even a mamzer, that is zaykik his wife to Yibam, but if it's a brother who was born, they share the same father, but it's a brother who was born from a goya, so then he's not zaykik Mrs. Reuven to Yibam. Says the Mishnah, that Misha Yeshlai Ben Mikol Makayim, also a person who has any sort of son, meaning even a son who's a mamzer, we'll see in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara explains, that one who has any sort of son, even if it's a son who's a mamzer, still, Mikol Makayim, Paiter Eshes Aviv Min Hayibam, still, even this son who's a mamzer, Lamaisa, he's Reuven's son, so Reuven has a child, he might be a mamzer, Lamaisa, he has a child, and therefore, that child makes it that Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibam. And even though Reuven's son, so he could look at his father Reuven and he could say, you ruined my life, you made me into a mamzer. By you doing that avera, you made me into a mamzer. I'm supposed to respect you. You ruined my life. Still, says the Mishnah, that no, he's chayiv in kibud aveim, and he's chayiv if he hits his father or curses his father, he's going to be chayiv for that. He has a chiyuv to honor his father and not to hit him and not to curse him. And this son, Reuven's son, who's a mamzer, he's considered Reuven's son with regards to all sorts of halachis. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. Chutz mimi sheyeshloi ben min hashivcha yumin ayveda iskeichavim. With the exception, the one type of son who's not going to pater is Reuven's wife from Yibam, even though Reuven has a son. If Reuven has a son from a shivcha yumin ayveda iskeichavim, so then that son is not going to pater Mrs. Reuven from Yibam or Chalitza. Then she'll need to do Yibam or Chalitza with Shemin. Now says the Gemara, first going on the case of the brother. We said if Reuven has any sort of brother, even if Shimon, no matter what type of brother he has, that brother will make it that Mrs. Reuven requires at least chalitza. So mikol makayim la'asu yemai. So what's mikol makayim coming to include? What type of brother is the Mishnah referring to? Amrav Yehuda la'asu yemamzer. That even if Reuven's only brother is a mamzer, even if Shimon is a mamzer, still that makes it that Mrs. Reuven is not able to get remarried without first performing chalitza. Now ask the Gemara Pshita, l'chayr, that's obvious. Who cares that Shimon's a mamzer? L'maisa achivu. L'maisa, he's Reuven's brother. It's not like he's a guy, he's Reuven's brother. So who cares? You're right, he's a mamzer. Terrible. But l'maisa, he's Reuven's brother. So why would I think otherwise? Why would I think that Mrs. Reuven could just go out scot-free? So says the Gemara, because Mahu Detema, I might have thought to say that Yelef Achva Achva mi bnei Yaakov. Maybe I would have said to learn out from the Shvatim. We said we already have Gzeir Shav of Achva Achva for bnei Yaakov. So maybe also, that's how we learned that Yibam is Dafka by brothers min ha'av. So maybe also, we should learn out, we should use this Gzeir Shavav, Achva Achva, from Bnei Yaakov, to say that Ma'la Halan Ksherin, just like the Shvatim, none of them were Mamzerim, they were all Ksherim, V'loi Psulin, they were none of them were Mamzerim, so Avkan Ksherin, V'loi Psulin, so too by all cases of Yibam, the only time that there's a Chi of Yibam, or Yibam or Chalitza, is only if the brother's a Kasher, but not if the brother's a Pasul, if the brother's a Mamzer, so then maybe there is no Chi of Kamash Malan, our Mishnah, the Kamash Malan, our Mishnah, then no, there is a chiev, and therefore Mrs. Reuven is not able to get remarried before performing chalitza with Shimon, even though he's a mamzer. Now I ask the Gemara, Ve'ima Chanami, how does our Mishnah know to say this? Maybe we should say, maybe we should taku learn out this Gzeir Shav of Achva Achva from Bnei Yaakov, and we should say that just like over there they were Ksherim and Apsulim, so Yibam has to be Dafka with Ksherim. How did the Tan of the Mishnah know to say otherwise? So says the Gemara that the Tan of the Mishnah had a Svara that Kevan de l'inyan Yibam Miftar Niftar, since as we'll see on Amud Beis, that with regards to Yibam, when with regards to a son who's a mamzer, so the son, even though he's a mamzer, he patters his father's wife from falling to Yibam, even though he's a mamzer. So since even a mamzer has the ability to patter the wife from Yibam, so mizkak nami zakim. So since we see that he's included in the parasha, he's able to patter the wife, he's able to patter Mrs. Reuven, so too he could also be mechayev Mrs. Reuven, mizkak nami zakik, he could also be mechayev Mrs. Reuven, and make it that she requires chalitza. The Ritva writes that just like we see that he's a bar hakim shame with regards to the patur of Yibam, a son who's a mamzer is a bar hakim shame, so too the brother who's a mamzer, he's a bar hakim shame, and he creates that zika that Mrs. Reuven cannot get remarried without performing at least chalitza with this brother Shimon. The Mishnah mentioned v'achiv hu l'chol davar, that this brother Shimon, even though he's a mamzer, he's considered Reuven's brother with regards to all sorts of halachis. So l'may hilchasa, what's that referring to? What other halachis is Shimon considered Reuven's brother for? So says the Gemara, liyarsha uli tamiloi. With regards to Yerusha, they're considered brothers, and also with regards to Toma. Let's say Reuven's a kayin. So if Reuven and Shimon are kehanim, so a kayin's not normally allowed to be tamimeis. But for his brother, he's allowed to bury him, he's allowed to become tamimeis. So even though his brother, in this case, is a mamzer, even though Shimon is a mamzer, Reuven is allowed to go and be metame himself to go bury Shimon, because it's his brother, even though he's a mamzer. Says the Gemara, pshita, l'chayre, that's obvious. Why does the Tan of our Mishnah have to say it? L'chayre, it's obvious. Achivu, l'maisa, it's his brother. So why would I think otherwise? So says the Gemara, because Salka Daita Chamina, I could have had a Havamina, that Hayaluk Siv, since the Torah says with regards to a Kayin being Matame for his wife, it says, Kiyim L'She'eira Yakarev Elov, that he's allowed to become Tame Meis for She'eira Yakarev Elov. The Lashon She'er is the Lashon of Basar, is flesh. She'eira means his flesh. He could be Tame for his flesh, means Vamar Mar She'eira Zu Ishtai. What's a person's flesh? It's referring to his wife, Ishtai Kagufai. It's referring to his wife. The Torah says that the Kayin is allowed to become Tamei Meis to bury his wife. On the other hand, Uksev lo yitame baba amav lahachelai. It says that the kayin is not allowed to become tamei meis to bury his wife. So we darshan from here that yesh baal shematame, the yesh baal shein mitame. There's a type of husband, there's a type of kayin that he's allowed to become tamei for his wife. And at times, a kayin is not allowed to become tamei for his wife. What's the chilek haketzad? How do we reconcile these two things? We say like this, that mitame hu leishtei kshera, if his wife was someone who was mutter to him, so then he's allowed to become tamei for her. Ve'in mitame leishtei psula. But he's not allowed to become tamei if his wife was pasul. Let's say she was a grusha. So lemaisa, the kedushin's taifis, it's his wife. But for her, he's not allowed to become. He's not allowed to become tamei. So since we have that drasha that a person's not allowed to become tamei for his wife who's a psula, so hachanami, there was a havamina that when it comes to a brother who's a mamzer, so hachanami, we should say that mitame hu laach kasher. That the kayin could become tamei to bury his brother, but only his brother who's a kasher, but his brother who's a mamzer, his brother who's a pasul, so then maybe not. That was the havamina. Kamash malon our mishnah, that no, ach hu l'chol davar, v'achiv hu l'chol davar, that the kayin is allowed to be mitame himself for his brother, even though his brother's a mamzer. Now ask the Gemara again, ve'imach and ami. So how did the Tana of our Mishnah know to say otherwise? The Chayr, it sounds like a good limud. We should learn it just like by a wife who's psula, the Kain is not allowed to become tame for her. So maybe also by a brother who's pasul. How did our Tana know to say otherwise? So says the Gemara, he had a svara. You can't really compare it to a wife because hasam la apuke kaima. But when it comes to a wife who's psula, so she's aimed to get divorced because he's not allowed to be married to her. And therefore, since he's lapuke kaima, since he's aimed to separate from her, so that's why he's not allowed to become tame for her. But hacha achifu. But when it comes to a brother, he might be a mamzer, he might be apostle, lemaisa, he's his brother. There's no such thing as getting rid of a brother. You don't get rid of a brother so quickly. At all even. You don't get rid of a brother. And therefore, since you don't get rid of a brother, so therefore, that's why he is allowed to be mitame himself to bury his brother, even though he's an apostle. It's not like a wife. By a wife, it's only made to separate from her. But over here, he never separates from his brother. He never loses the brotherhood, and therefore, he's allowed to become tame for him. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah says. Chutz mi mi sheyesh lo ach min hashivcha min ha'ivedes kechavim, we said except for a person who has a brother who's born from a goya. Being that he was born from a goya, so then he's not already he's not nisiaches with him, and they're not considered brothers. My taima, what's the makar? Markra, the Torah says in the parish of Eved Ivri, the Torah is speaking, this discussing an Eved Ivri who gets sold to a person for 6 years, and he's working for his master. Now during that time, so the master is allowed to give him a shifcha kananis, and he's allowed to be together with this shifcha kananis. Let's say they have children, and now the 6 years are up, he's about to go free. So the Torah says that what happens with the wife and the children? Ha'isha vila deha tiel adoineha. The Torah says that the shifcha that he was married to, and the children that they had together, they all go back to the Adoin, they go to the master, to the slave owner. They don't go to him. They're not considered his. His children are not really his. They're considered the master's. So you see from here, now the brother, a person born from a Gaya, we don't relate to him, we're not misyaches him to the father, and therefore in this case as well, if Reuven's father was together with a Gaya and had Shimon, so then Shimon is not considered his brother, Mamela, in this type of situation, Mrs. Reuven will not require Chalitza from Shimon. The Mishnah said that if a person has any sort of son, so that son patters Mrs. Reuven. If Reuven has any sort of son, that son is able to patter Mrs. Reuven from Yibam and Chalitza. She could go and she can marry Lashuk. What's the Mishnah referring to? If Reuven has any sort of son, so that patters Mrs. Reuven. What does it mean, any sort of son? I'm a Rav Yehuda leisuye mamzer, to include the case of a mamzer, that even if Reuven has a child is a mamzer, even if Reuven has a child that's a mamzer lemaisa, it's a son, lemaisa, it's his son, and mamela, Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibam. My taima, what's the makar? The Amar Kra, Uven Einlai, the pasuk when it says, in the parish of Yibam, it says that Uven Einlai, it says that since Reuven doesn't have any children, so mamela, Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, to the brother, because Reuven doesn't have any children. And the lashon of the pasuk is Uven Ein Lai. And the word Ein is written Aleph Yud Nun. Now sometimes the word Ein in the Torah, it could be written Aleph Nun without the Yud. So we darshan from the extra Yud that Ayin Olav. We learn from the extra Yud Ayin Olav, that investigate, look into it, look deeper, and even if it seems like he doesn't have a son, Lamaisa, if he has a son, if you investigate deeper, maybe you'll find a son, that type of son that you don't necessarily see right away. The son that's Mikol Makain, that's any sort of son, even such a son is able to pater Mrs. Reuven from Yibam. And that's referring to, we're darshaning that that's referring to a son who's a mamzer, that even if Reuven's only son is a son that's a mamzer, the Maisa, that son is able to pater Mrs. Reuven from Yibam. V'chayva makasai. And we mentioned in the Mishnah that this son who's a mamzer, he's chayiv, he's not allowed to hit or curse his father, even though his father, you could say, ruined his life. He made him into a mamzer, lemaisa, he's not allowed to hit or curse his father. Now ask the Gemara, really? He's not allowed to do that? Am I? Why not? Kari kan v'nasi ba'amcha leisar. It says that the only person you have an isser to curse is a nasi. That's a nasi ba'amcha ba'isa ma'isa amcha. It's only if he's doing a ma'isa amcha. It's only if he's keeping the mitzvahs. But if he's a rasha, so then there's no chiyev. There is no isser to curse out a rasha. So if so, why is the mamzer? Why is he chayev? Why is he not allowed to hit or curse his father? The chayre, his father is a rasha. That's how he became the mamzer. If so, why does the Mishnah say that he's chayev amakasev aklulasei? So says the Gemara, Kedamar Pinchas Mishmed Rapapa Ba'isa Tshuva. We're talking about, he said with regards to something else, that we're discussing a case where he did Tshuva. So Hachanami Kesha'isa Tshuva, Kesha'asa Tshuva. So too our Mishnah, when it says, V'chayiv HaMakasai, V'akalulasai, is discussing a case where his father did Tshuva. Now already, Shemir Tairu Mitzvahs, and so now, even though the damage was done, this child now is a Mamzer, still already now that his father is a Maisa, he was Chayzer B'tshuva, so now the son has a Chiyav to honor him. V'hai bar tshuva hu? Ask the Gemara, is it really possible for the father to do tshuva? This father, who had a child, he produced a child that's a Mamzer, it's possible for him to do tshuva? V'atanam, but we learned in the Mishnah in Chagiga, that Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, that Ezehu mu'uva shal yuchal liskay, what's the type of thing that's crooked that can never be fixed? Zehaba ala erva v'hilin mimena Mamzer. It's a person who's together with an Isser Erva, and they have a child that's a Mamzer, that he can never do tshuva. Such a person can never do tshuva. So how could his father ever have done tshuva? So says the Gemara, but hashta miya isa maisa amchahu. It's true. To a certain extent, a person who has a child with an Erva, and they have a Mamzer, they have a child that's a Mamzer, to a certain extent, he can never really undo the damage, because the Maisa, the damage was done, and the child is there. So the Avera will always be standing in front of him. To a certain extent, he can never fully undo what he did, because it's right there, there's a manifestation of his Avera walking around in this world. However, Avada, he could still be Chayzer B'tshuva, he could start keeping Shabbos again, he could start keeping Torah Mitzvahs again, and Mamela, that's already included now in Maisa Amcha. It's true, to a certain extent he can't do tshuva, that's the Mishnah in Chagiga. But La Maisa, he could also be called Maisa Amcha. He could also be called that he's performing Maisa Amcha, that he's on the derech, so to speak, that he's keeping Torah Mitzvahs. And since he's keeping Torah Mitzvahs, so that's why the Mamzer, he's not allowed to, he's going to be Chayv HaMakasev HaKaluasai, because the Maisa, now already, the father is doing a Maisa Amcha. This is actually the Psak LaHalacha, is that a Mamzer is Chayv HaMakasev HaKaluasai, and is Chayv also in all the dinam of Kibud Aveim. Even a Mamzer is Chayv in Kibud Aveim. I once heard an interesting pshat, that even a Mamzer is Chayv in Kibud Aveim, but his father ruined his life? The answer is that he really didn't ruin his life. He actually made his life. Because if a Mamzer was created in this world, if Hashem put a Mamzer in this world, so it means that his tafkid in life, his tachlis in this whole world, is to live life as a Mamzer. His tafkid in life is to live life as a Mamzer. Haraya, he was born as a Mamzer. So obviously his tafkid is to be a Mamzer. If his father wouldn't have done the Avera that he did, so then he would never come down to this world. Because his tafkid is to be a Mamzer, is to live life as a Mamzer. So if his father wouldn't have done the Avera that he did, he just wouldn't have been born. It's not the pshat, he would have been born and not been a Mamzer. He wouldn't have been born Bechlal. And therefore he has to have a tremendous amount of karsatayv, strangely, to his father. Because although to his father it was a big Avera, but the Maisa to him it was a big chesed. Because it was only through that Maisa that, at least after the fact, we could say, it was only through that Maisa that this child was able to be born. It's the same way for any problem that one might have with one of his parents, is that obviously if a parent has that issue, so it means that your tafkid in this world is to live life with a parent who has that issue. If your parent wouldn't have that issue, you wouldn't be here, because that's not your tafkid. Your whole tafkid is to be with a child of a parent with such an issue. And therefore, it's a certain way to look at it, is that really a person should have, no matter what type of issue his parents have, he should have a karsa taiv, because to a certain extent, that's your tafkid. If that's your tafkid, so then it's only because your parent has that issue, that's how you're able to be here. Al-Kapanim, that's the halacha, that a mamzer is chayiv al-makasayiv al-kilulasay. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that haba al-chaysay vihi bas eshes aviv. So, new sugya. We learned in the Braisa like this. Haba al-chaysay, somebody who's together with his sister. And what type of sister are we talking about? Vihibas eshes aviv. It's a sister because she's the daughter of the guy's father. So he's only, the sister was only his paternal sister. They share the same father. Reuven's together with his sister, but it's not the same, it's not a sister from, they don't share. To both parents, they just share the same father. So the halacha is chayev mishum achaisai, umishum bas eshes aviv. So the Tanakhama says that he's chayev two isurim, two chatais potentially. What are the two averes that he's chayev for? One is mishum achaisai, and the other is mishum bas eshes aviv. What are we talking about over here? So many have maybe the psukim on the side of the Gemara. It's two psukim in Parashas Achrimais. Two psukim, and they're two psukim apart from each other. One is in Perik Yud Ches, in Sefer Vayikra, Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Tes. Over there, the Pasuk says that Ervas Achaischa, to be with your sister, Bas Avicha, Oi Bas Imecha, whether she's the sister from your father or the sister from your mother, Meiledes Bayas and Meiledes Chutz, Lai Sigala Ervasan, the Torah says you're not allowed to be together with her. There's an Isser for a person to be with his sister, even if it's just a half-sister, a sister from Mina'av, or a sister Mina'ein. Two psukim later, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha, the daughter of your father's wife, Meiledes Avicha, who was born from your father. So if your father has a child together with a different woman, not your mother, he has a child together with a different woman, and they were married to each other, the father and the other woman, and they have a child together, they have a daughter. So the Torah says about that, that Achayscha hi leisigala ervasa, that she's your sister, don't be megala her erva. So it's two different psukim. They are basically for more or less talking about the same thing. The first pasuk was talking about your half-sister from your father or your mother. The second pasuk is also talking about a half-sister from your father, but it's a sister who's born from your father together with a woman that he was married to. So the halacha is also there the Torah says you're not allowed to be together with her. So says the Tanakhama of the Braisa, being that we have two separate psukim about this iser, if a person's together with a person that with a woman with a sister from Mina'av that came from a relationship of marriage that his father was married to another woman and had a daughter, if a person is together with her, he's going to be chayev two chatais, one because of achaisai, the first pasuk of achaischa bas avicha, and the other one he's going to be chayev mishum bas eshes aviv, the daughter of your father's wife. So two separate psukim, mamele your chayev two separate chiyuvim. Rabbi Yaisi ben Yehuda Aimer, however, Rabbi Yaisi says that einai chayev ela mishum achaisai bilvad. That no, you're only chayev because of the first pasuk, because of achaisai mina'av. V'loi mivnei bas eshes aviv. You're not chayev a separate chayev because of the isra of bas eshes aviv. And we'll have to see why. So says the Gemara first, that mai tamayu de Rabbanan. What's the reason that why the Tanakhama, why the Rabbanan say that you're chayiv two isurim in this case? Amri, they say like this: Anichti ksiv ervas achayischa bas avicha v'asimecha. We already have the first pasuk, the pasuk tas. We already have pasuk tas that says that you're not allowed to be together with your half sister, with your sister from your father. So ervas bas eishas avicha meledes avicha achayischa hi lamali. So why does the Torah then say that you're not allowed to be together with your father's with your half sister that comes from your father together with his wife? It's the same thing. So Shema Mina L'Chayv Mishum Achaisai Umishum Bas Eishes Aviv, says the Tanakhama, it must be to be Chayv two separate Chiyuvim, one for Achaisai and one for Bas Eishes Aviv. Rabbi Yaisi Bar Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yaisi Bar Yehuda? What does he do with the second pasuk? L'Chayv you should be Chayv two. Why does he say that you're only Chayv one? He says like this, because Amar Kra, if you look at the second pasuk, pasuk Yid Aleph, it says, Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha Meledes Avicha Achaischa Hi. She's your sister. Rabbi Yaisi darshins from there that Achaischa Hi, that she's your sister, that Mishum Achaischa Yata Mechaivai V'yata Mechaivai Mishum Bas Eishas Aviv. That you're only going to be Chayiv, even though it seems to be a second pasuk, no, you're only going to be Chayiv because of the Isra of Achaischa, because of the Isra of Achaischa, and you're not going to be chayev a separate iser for the iser of bas eishes aviv. So why does the Torah have to say the second pasuk? That's something that we'll have to see. But Rabbi Yaisi sees a gilui in the pasuk that you're not chayev a separate chayev for the second pasuk. V'rabbanan aya chayischa hi may avdilei. What does the Tanakhama do with the fact that the second pasuk says achayischa hi, that she's your sister? It seems to be extra words. Why does the Torah have to say those words? Mi bayiluhu, they use it for the following: lechayvay ala chayisay bas aviv u bas imay. They learn from Achayischahi that not only are you chayiv for a half-sister, but you're also chayiv for a full sister. For a sister who's the child of your father and your mother, so a person is chayiv for that as well. Now, you might say, what do you mean? It's a kol shekein. If you're chayiv for your sister who's just bas aviv, and you're chayiv for your sister who's just bas imai, so of course you're chayiv for a sister who's bas aviv u bas imai, says the Tanna Kamma that no, loimar, this is coming to teach us a klal, she'ein mazhirin min adin. That even though it's true that you could have thought that you could make a kol shekein, a kal v'chomer, that you're chayiv for an achayisoi, that's the daughter of your father and your mother, but lamaiso, you see from here that you're not allowed to create isurim. You don't create your own isurim using kal v'chomers. Kal v'chomer is not a way that you could create a lav. And therefore, that's why the Torah had to say achayischahi to teach us about this other isur of a sister that's from a father and a mother. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda will say back, even though what he means, he also needs a chayscha for this. He'll say back that imkain lichtei rachmana a chayscha. The Torah could have just said a chayscha. He lamali. Why does it have to say a chayscha? He. That's what shows us that mishum a chayscha to mechayvoi via to mechayvoi mishum bash esis aviv. That's the giloi. That's what shows us that you're only chayiv an iser. You're only chayiv a chatas. You're only chayiv for the iser of a chayscha, but you're not chayiv a separate iser for bash esis aviv. V'rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with the extra word he? V'rabbanan afo gav diksiv achayscha, even though it says achayscha, itzrich lemichtav he shalay taimar ba'alma masir min adin. That even though it says achayscha, which discusses, like we said, a sister from a father and a mother, I still needed the extra word he. It's really from he that I learn out that you're not allowed to be masir min adin, that you can't use the kal v'chomer to create a lav. What do you mean? That's what achayscha is for. Achayscha already tells me that you're chayiv for a sister who's from your mina'av u mina'im, who's a sister from both the father and the mother. So that's something which you didn't need a pasuk for it. So that should already show me that you see that ein masir min adin. So why would I need he? So what the Tanna Kamma is saying is that no, really achayscha, I needed a chayscha legufa. A chayscha was needed. It's not something that you could just learn from here that emas here min aden. Says the Gemara, explains the Tanna Kamma, v'chitema a chayscha dekas of Rachman al-Amali. Maybe you'll ask, what are you talking about? Why do I need a chayscha? I would tell you that milsa da'asi v'kavuchaymer tarach v'kas of lakra. Because we have a cloud that even though it's obvious, sometimes the Torah writes things that are obvious. Sometimes the Torah will tell me something, even though you could have learned it out from a kavuchaymer. Perhaps to make it much more chamer, that it's hedi in the pasuk. So whatever the reason is sometimes the Torah will write something even though you could have known it from a kal v'chomer. And therefore, I can't learn out from a chayscha a klal that ein masir min adin. I'll tell you that the reason why the Torah wrote it is just because milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer tarif v'kasav lakra, is because that's what the Torah does sometimes. Therefore, kasav rachmana he, the Torah therefore says he, to tell me that no, that this is a klal, that you're never allowed to be masir min adin, that just like a chayscha, that the Torah wrote it, so too every time there's something that you could have learned out from a kal v'chomer, I need the Torah to write it, and if the Torah doesn't write it, so then you're not going to be chayev. For Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, so what does he say back to that? L'chayra the Rabbanan are right. I needed a chayscha, and I needed he. So where does Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda know it from in the pasuk that you're only chayev for a chayscha, and you're not chayev for bas eshes avicha? Because, says the Gemara, because in Cain, he says that if so, if the Torah was just coming to teach us this klal, so lichtevei rachmana la'achayischahi bi'idach kra. So the Torah should have put these extra words, achayischahi, in the first pasuk, in pasuk tes. And why does the Torah specifically wait till pasuk yid aleph to put these words in? It must be because it's also coming to teach me this idea, that achayischahi, that you're only chayiv for the iser of achayischahi, and you're not chayiv for the iser of Bas Eishes Avicha. Now, what still needs to be explained is, so then why does the Torah Bechlal write Bas Eishes Avicha? That's something that we'll get to in the following Shir, Bezus Hashem.